Start your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
The president of the Central Highlands Football League is on the line. Doug Hobson, good morning to you, my friend.
Yeah, great as always, PD, to talk yourself and the listeners.
Absolutely. And what would week one of the final series be without a little bit of scandal, Doug?
adds a little bit of spice, PT, but look, we did have, there is a rule in there which...
Well, before we go there, Doug, just before we go there, let me re-clarify. I've been speaking about this for the last hour, but let me re-clarify what's taken place here. Luke Harper, Director of Footy at Clunes, has put a Facebook post up declaring that the under-15s at Clunes would have to forfeit their match this Saturday, which would have been their first finals game for quite some time. Why is that? Well, on a basis of several under-15 players who also put up their hands each week to play under-18s, these players are now ineligible to play in the finals. Now, I believe, Doug, that we've got some good news happening here because the board got together last night. Please explain what is happening and how it's going to play out.
Yeah, thanks for that, PT. Yeah, there was a ruling in there which was put in quite a few years ago that if you play two games on the one day, your higher game is the one that counted.
Yep.
But that rule is slightly ambiguous with a couple of other rulings there. So we had a look at that last night to clarify that one. And with a lot of players going up to play in the from the under-15s to the under-18s, all you need now is to have played three games in your own grade, which is either three games in under-15s or three games in under-18s, and you will have qualified for finals.
That is fantastic news. So what you're basically saying from the league's point of view, Clunes under-15s can now, so long as they've got enough players who have played three games... can now field a side for the finals this weekend.
Correct, PT. Yep. If they've got enough players, which I would say they would have, that have played three games in the under-15s,
yep.
Whether they've played any amount up in the under-18s, and all the other sides in the league, they will be able to play on Saturday, I think it is, they're playing.
That is absolutely fantastic news. And good to see the league moving to get this sorted very, very quickly and also get the kids on the park, because the kids are the lifeblood of these football clubs, Doug Hobson. And, of course, nowadays we're just struggling to get kids on the park full stop.
That's true, Peter. Yeah, look, it's a must to try and get as many kids playing but also have them play finals and get a taste of finals football. And these rules were put in probably a half a lifetime ago for a good reason at that time, because it actually was trying to stop a few of your better players in the lower end grades coming up and then affecting that higher grade for where you ended up on the ladder. So, look, all of these rules are looked at as they come along, and the reason why they're there. And at the end of each season, we do have a look and we retweak those, and we'll probably be doing the same thing again at the end of this season, PT.
Doug Hobson, speaking of which, it used to be prevalent, I don't know whether it's still prevalent or not, but if the senior side didn't get into the finals action but their reserve side did, I remember seniors used to drop down and play reserves games and get enough games under their belt so they could play in the reserves final series and perhaps even a grand final.
Yeah, there is still a ruling there, PT, and stretching my memory, but I'm pretty sure if you played at least more than nine games in the seniors, you can't drop back. So, yeah, yep. There is always a bit of jockeying with teams that aren't going to get their seniors in there, and just looking at what senior-type players you can have come back. But there's a ruling there for all those circumstances. But the main one today is I'm be fairly confident that Clunes will have enough players in their under-15s to play at the weekend, which is great.
Yep, so to those boys and girls, devastation, we think, has now turned around to be elation, and they'll be on the park this Saturday. Doug Hobson, thank you for clearing that up. Really appreciate it, my friend, and look forward to seeing you at the Junior Football Best and Fairest Count tonight over at the Trotting Club.
No, it's going to be a great night there, PT, to get our Best and Fairest winners and all the other trophy goal kickers and everywhere else in the under-15s and under-18s. So it's going to be a great night out at the Trotting Track.